A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos 30b, pagination is 60, about halfway on the page, at the beginning of the line, Masnisin a new Mishnah. Our topic for today is clarifying what the ramifications of a ruling would be. And what I mean by that is that sometimes we try to be machmir stringent, and we don't realize that coming out from that stringency is a leniency. I'll give you a classic example. A man walks over to a woman, both unmarried right now, they could get married, and he gives her a value that's less than a shaveh pruta, less than the minimal value defined by halacha. He gives her a penny, and assuming that the price of copper and the price of whatever, it's less than a pruta, then she's not mikudeshes. If that's true that it's less than a pruta, minimal value, she's not mikudeshes, she is not married to him. Someone might go ahead and say, hey, listen, it's not really a kiddushin. But maybe we should be strict, and we should make believe it is a kiddushin, and of course he can't live with her based on that kiddushin, because it's not kiddushin, but maybe we should require a get, because, hey, you never know. What do you mean you never know? I thought you ruled it's not a pruta. You checked into it, and it's not a pruta. But he says, we want to be strict. So we'll leave it to the Beis Din to decide if they want to require a get or not. But for our purposes, to appreciate that being strict in such a case could result in a leniency of significant ramifications. Because if you go around claiming that she's married to this man and we require a get, so then what would happen if she reached out her hand and accepted Kiddushin from a different man? She says, huh, you gave me a penny and everybody is talking. I'm going to go and accept Kiddushin from somebody else now. And she gives someone else a try. If you are being strict with the first man's Kiddushin, and you're requiring a get, and you don't make it clear that it's a stringency, so then people are going to think that she's already a married woman to the first person, and she's not married to the second person because she's an Eishes Ish, a married lady. You accepted Kiddushin from somebody. That's nothing. That doesn't take effect in the laws of Kiddushin. And therefore, whenever we are strict, we always need to make sure, make it very clear, that it's only a stringency. We always have to keep track, what is the actual halacha in such a case, so that we're not misleading and we don't cause a ramification that was totally unintended to result from our stringency, because the result could very well be a leniency in a new application. Let's take a look at this Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us, V'kulon, all of the 15 types of relationships that if such a woman was married to the now deceased brother, together with other women, and we discussed that case at length, and we said that they all get grouped together, and if such a relationship was in the deceased brother's home, then that relationship regarding the living brother would cause all of those women to be absolved from Yibum Chalitza with this living brother. What happens, however, if that woman who's triggering this erva, this prohibition, and therefore permitting all the other women in her group, Shahayu ben Kiddushin o Gerushin Besafik, she had a kiddushin, a marriage, or a gerushin, a get, a divorce, with the now deceased brother, besuffik, in doubt. We're not sure if it was a good kiddushin, and therefore we're not sure if she's really part of this group. We're not sure if it was a gerushin. We know she was married. We're not quite sure if the divorce took effect. Hare elu hatzoros chotzos v'lo misyavmos. The obligation that's going to be on the co-wives, or co-wives who are not sure if they're co-wives with this woman, is going to be a requirement for chalitza and not yibum, because we're not sure. We're not sure if she ever was married, or we're not sure if she's still married. Ketzad safik kiddushin. The Mishnah says, let's give an example how you could have a doubtful kiddushin. And the Gemara says a similar case regarding get would also be the same type of illustration. Zorak lo kiddushin, he's throwing to her the kiddushin. He didn't place it in her hand. Instead, he placed it in her area. Safek karav la, safek karav la. It's not clear if it's closer to him or it's closer to her. Zeu safek kiddushin. This would be a case of safek kiddushin. We're not sure if she's indeed married to him. Rashi tells us that the two of them are standing in Rishus HaRabim. The Tosfos Yom Tov observes and says it's talking about Simta, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the side of Rishus HaRabim, an area where Dalet Amosav, the area of a person, could be Kona, the item that's in his area. And it was unclear if it was effective in the transfer, whether the kiddushin, the money, the ring, whatever it is that he's using, or in the case of gerushin, if the get ever made it into the area defined as hers, and therefore we're not sure. We're not sure if she was ever married to him, or we're not sure if she's still married to him at the time that he passed away. So all of these co-wives are unsure of their status, and the rule is, Choletzes v'lo misyaveves. They do the chalitza ceremony and do not do yibum. The Gemara, six lines from the bottom, develops this concept and makes it clear what's going on here. As I said in the introduction, we're always very careful. When you have a chumrah, will it result in a kula? You have a stringency, will it result in a leniency? Asks the Gemara at the end of a line. Hai chumrah. This stringency that you're not allowing the co-wives to do yibum because you think that maybe this erva, the sister of the living brother's wife, is in fact part of their group. Da'asili de kulahu. It actually could come out a leniency. The fact that you're saying no yibum on the co-wives infers that this may be marriage where it made it their possession, it didn't make it their possession. You're giving the impression that it's a good marriage and therefore the co-wives can't do yibum. It comes out of leniency, zimnin de ozel hu, because maybe this now deceased brother could have gone, umekadish la la achosa, and married a different sister, not the sister that's married to the living brother, but a different sister, kiddushei vaday, with a good kiddushin, and people are going to say that kiddushin does not take effect. Because they see, in your idea, you're mumbling, you're saying that it's a suffic kiddushin. Maybe she's married. So if you say that she's married, they're going to get the impression she is married, and they're going to reject out of hand the marriage with her sister, because you can't marry the two sisters. and they're not going to require a get to the second sister, even though really this is all one big case of doubt, and you should require a get for both. Ve'inami, or another thing that could happen, is zimnin da'asa acher u'mekadosh lo ledido kiddush evadai. Maybe someone will come afterwards and take this woman, give her kiddushin, and we're going to reject that kiddushin because we're going to think, oh, I think she's married to the other person. Ve'kevan da'asa lamar letzara le'yevume, since your ruling here is that in such cases where we're not sure if it was in her possession or it wasn't in her possession, your ruling is that the co-wives cannot do yibum. Amri, people will say about such cases, dekamo kiddushin, that the first person's kiddushin of not sure if it got it into her possession or not is a good kiddushin, udebasu lav kiddushin, and the second one is not a kiddushin because she's already married. And the Gemara answers, moving on to the next page, kevan dekametzarches chalitza, since in such cases we require chalitza, we don't just say you can't do yibum, and that's it. We say you can't do yibum, and you have to do chalitza. May dayadi, people understand, the chumra ba'almahu, that it's a stringency, that it's not a definitive ruling, but when we are unsure if it was closer to him or closer to her, if it ever got into her possession, people understand it's a case of doubt, because it's no yibum, yes chalitza, and it's clear to them that it's a case of doubt, and therefore they, in turn, will take their cue from that, and they'll continue being strict and balancing it on all possibilities. Maybe it was a kiddushin, or maybe it wasn't. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.